Blog Talk Radio.
About being free. How's that for a topic for our week? Hi, it's Zoe Moon, and I am looking at the week of February 11th through the 18th, and new energy moving into place that will shift gears for you guys when it comes to what's going to be happening with the talks and the news that you get, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, decisions, and what's going on in your love life or with your income or with women or themes around beauty, all because Mercury and Venus both shift gears this week and move into Aquarius. So we'll start with Mercury. This happens on Saturday the 13th, and Mercury is actually quite active over this weekend for you guys listening live for the 13th and the 14th because on the 13th, Mercury moves into Aquarius at 5:43 p.m. Eastern Time and starts its journey there, which will last until March 5th. And so, again, all of our communications, our ideas, our decision-making, and the information coming at us is going to be now flowing through the Aquarian field. On Sunday, the Mercury retrograde, that the shadow that's been hanging over the back end of that retrograde, finally ends. And what that does is free us into going into something new. And so we have it moving into new territory on Saturday and then freeing us from past choices or news or decisions on Sunday. So Mercury in Aquarius until March 5th. Is really going to be about getting some excitement back into the people that we're meeting and the talks that are going on. And it's really introducing that kind of original, inventive side to everything. And so you want to come to meetings and head into talks with some original ideas. And you want to be open to new ways of looking at things or trying different things that are presented to you. It is a fantastic period, it's about 3 weeks, a little less, to really get in there and connect with any kind of social stream. So you can hear about opportunities through your friends or while you're at group activities or online or at gatherings of some sort. You can meet the right people in those situations. You can involve them in what it is you're doing. This is the time of year when that momentum is gathering steam. If you've been waiting to hear about something or to get that offer or agreement settled or make that sale or push that writing out there, you know, then this is the time where those people or those situations can impact you in some kind of positive forward momentum. So again, think about what it is that you want to talk about or decide or write or sell or sign and get in there with your friends and your groups and the internet and social networking. And astrology is ruled by this part of the sky, so should be a groovy time for the astrologers out there and you guys that have interest in that. Charities are ruled by this sector of the sky, so really wonderful time to open up with that. And the kind of interesting thing about Mercury being in this territory is that there can be some sporadic moments where you just blurt something out. Oh, my God, did I just say that? Or you could change your mind in the last minute and go a completely different direction. Being spontaneous is highly favored in this time frame. And you have to remember that other people are going to be feeling it too. So you might hear a mouthful from somebody and just be like, oh my gosh, you know, it doesn't mean it has to be bad. Could be something really good. Maybe somebody's just going to say something that just knocks your socks off. But it is kind of like, you know, tip you off the balance point a little bit during this time frame. And that's what it's meant to do, because when we think about Aquarius, it is the great awakener. And so it does kind of jiggle us out of any kind of ruts that we might be in. And so talks and meetings are just going to amp up into this way more social field. And so this starts on Saturday the 13th. On Tuesday the 16th, Venus joins in. And boy, you know, talk about love and being in this kind of spontaneous, exciting, shocking, changing energy field. It does mean that we come out of a more straitjacket time frame where it's more serious or more ambitious when it comes to Venus-ruled things, and we move into this freedom zone where it is way more social and way more interesting and exciting. So if you're single and you're out there looking for love from the 16th onward, and this Venus is going to be in Aquarius until March 12th, almost a month, this is going to really free you up and bring love into the occasion through social settings. So, I mean, really good time to find love online or while you're out with friends or when you're doing something in that group or at the charity event or in your social networking stream in some way. And, you know, Venus isn't just about love. Venus is about making your own personal income, making money. And so, you know, go to the friend for the, you know, the connection that you need to make that money or do something within a group dynamic to further your income potential or do set up your online potential to earn money. Definitely the time frame for it. Venus also rules women. So women are going to be feeling a little sassier during this time frame. Definitely going to feel like they need a little bit of space and that they may detach from time to time. They may feel like they need some friend time during this time frame. And they're just a little bit more unpredictable, a little quirky, a little outrageous, a little exciting and maybe shocking. Depends on what day you catch them, I guess. And beauty, you know, beauty, you may want to kind of hold back a little bit on buying beauty items during this time frame, or at least, you know, invest in small spurts because it can be something that you think is just wonderful at the time. And then when this comes out of this kind of more crazy field, you might go, what was I thinking? But it can be very inspiring for the artists out there and the people to do beautiful things in different kind of ways. So, you know, I would say as far as like love and money and beauty and women, this will definitely be an interesting and an exciting time frame. Give a little space, go with the flow, be in the moment, and you will do wonderful with it. So that's our movement of Mercury and our movement of Venus in the week ahead, Saturday and Tuesday, the 13th and 16th, giving us almost a month with these energy fields. Now, other things going on. And I should say that Venus moves into Aquarius on Tuesday, the 16th, at 11:17 p.m. Eastern, so pretty much towards the very end of that day. All right, what else is going on? We have Mars getting together with Jupiter on Saturday the 13th also. And this is a really favorable open door opportunity alignment. And so we want to kind of go back and look at where this started. Mars was together with Jupiter on the same degree beginning this journey back on October 17th of last year. And so you can think back, oh, what was I doing? Now, if you ask me, I have no idea. A couple of weeks before Halloween, who knows? I guess I could go look at my Facebook page. But if you look back then, they were starting out on a journey together in Virgo, right around the 14th degree. And so it was about the optimism and the potential for real growth through the actions that we each took starting then, that have to do with Virgo themes, so that had to do with the work we're here to do, that had to do with anything we were trying to accomplish with our health that had to do with people that we work with or people that we hire or organizing, you know, the projects that we're on or trying to organize our closet or our desk or anything we were doing for animals or with the environment or with paperwork. And so we were encouraged to kick in a brand new two-year cycle, starting with Jupiter there, and to move forward on it back on October 17th. And if you think about it, you know, it would have been 12 years prior when Jupiter was in this sign, so it had to have been quite a long period when you got to kick forward like this. And so here we are at the very first open door aspect stemming from that beginning. And it's on Saturday the 13th. So over this weekend, you really want to be aware of taking that next step, looking for those doors that are open and starting to move towards ways to expand the horizons with your work, your coworker, your hired help, your animals, your environmental interests, the paperwork, or any health interests that you have. Because Jupiter is a lucky growth-oriented energy. So what can you do? How can you take it to that next level? This aspect is saying the door is open. And Mars is all about, you know, doing something here now through the eighth house. So, you know, this takes it deeper. So there may be like third-party situations involved now that you can lock into. There may be something going on with you know, outside financial resources or shared financial resources that you can lock into. Excuse me. There may be something in the reproductive arena or in your sex life that you can lock into. There may be something going on with a divorce and spinning that to the next chapter, next, you know, step forward with that. You know, look at those arenas, however that plays out for you guys in the combination there. And do know that this is, you know, very, it looks very favorable if you're proactive and you move forward on this. And the last thing that I'm going to bring up for our week ahead is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day! Yay! Share the love, express the love, be the love. Sunday the 14th, we have a beautiful trine in the earth signs. And so this bodes very well for ways of expressing how much you love everybody and allowing love to flow through you in a very grounded, earthy way. And things should go pretty smoothly. And so whether you're with a romantic relationship or not, you know, there's a million ways to express love, show it to the neighbor, show it to your kitty cat, show it to your grandma, show it to everybody. And so, you know, it's a Valentine's Day that is focusing on values and being valued and showing other people that they're valued in your life. And there's real generosity and optimism and a happy vibe around this because of Jupiter being part of that trine. And there's also Pluto, which makes it go really deep and really profound in the connection here that you may have and helps you kind of align favorably with those older folks around you or the people that are established or the goals you're trying to reach. And it's a very intimate, you know, energy for those of you guys in relationships and can just be an empowering energy for those of you that are just expressing the love out in the world that day. So I think things should go pretty marvelously for most of us unless you have some kind of, you know, block in your personal birth chart. This is looking like a really pretty darn good day. So that's my overview. So as we go through the signs, Aries, you guys, you know, straight up, major social field opening up. You had that new moon kick open this door, but Mercury has been in its shadow. So by Sunday, the 14th, you are definitely going to move out of that shadow, and you still have this forward momentum when it comes to what you want to do with your personal aspirations, your friends, your gatherings, your parties, events, group activities, what you do online with astrology, with charities, with original ideas and inventions. So, you know, Mercury shows up on Saturday the 13th and starts to open up about 3 weeks of more meetings and more talks and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decision making that flows around all of that. You may make some new friends, you may join some new groups, or you may just continue to take things to the next level. If you've been waiting on news or offers, they may start to come in after this point. And Venus shows up here on the 16th, which means love is going to be finding you in all these social areas. If you're with somebody already, then you may feel more like socializing. Income is also going to find you, you know, as you're social networking and online and doing group activities and with friends and associates. And women may take on a more special role, at least one woman may, you know, during this time, maybe several. And it's exciting for you to kind of free yourself up and allow yourself to connect with your soul group during this time, because the light really will be on you, Aries, and this is a fantastic time for you guys to stand out in these arenas. And on Saturday the 13th, this Mars-Jupiter alignment is just fantastic for Aries when it comes to that next step, that next level of expansion in your work life or with coworkers or with hired help or with your pets or environmental interests, paperwork or health interests. And Mars is in a very sexy place on that day. You may feel like just being very intimate with somebody on that day, or maybe pursuing that attraction on Saturday, maybe even Friday night, because you know Mars comes early. It may also be that this really gears you up and gives you the motivation you need to move forward with the divorce. So the paperwork side of where Jupiter is would really favor that right now, or hiring someone to help you would be favored. It may also help you in a big financial arena. So going after the commissions or the loan or the insurance or the taxes or the settlement or investments or inheritance or bankruptcy or, you know, anything that you need to get organized on and take to that next level. This would definitely help you in the financial arena as well. So be proactive in that. Jump in. And on Valentine's Day, very grounded, very earthy, a lot of value, potential to make money for the Aries if you don't feel like spending it, you know, in a lovey-dovey form. But definitely really good for simple and deep, profound connections for the Aries. For Taurus, you know, having Mercury and Venus move into Aquarius in this week, it just kind of kicks that new moon energy up a couple notches, like specifically a couple notches. And so you have been on this forward momentum on the career front or with a big personal goal or with what you're doing with certain authority types like the boss, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the parent, and or any or all of that is in forward momentum for you. But we haven't got past that retrograde shadow. It does end this weekend. So this is going to free you up to launch into some new territory. And Mercury moving into Aquarius on Saturday the 13th is going to start to open up that potential to meet those new people, to talk or make decisions or field offers, to get in there and sign agreements or make sales. And it's going to stay with you until March 5th. Really good time to propose ideas, pitch ideas, sign contracts, you know, move, make the choice to move in a new direction if that's what you want. And definitely is going to amplify offers during this time frame. So be really proactive with that. And then Venus joins in, which is your ruler, on the 16th. So now women may really benefit you, you know, going forward with this. Or you may find that you're really setting a big goal for love during this time frame. You'll have it until March 12th. And so, you know, love may be this thing that you're doing some big deal thing about, maybe some big event you're planning, or I don't know. It could be anything with that. Or women who are benefiting you on the career front, or a higher up authority type female that is pivotal in what's going on in your growth forward during this time frame. You know, income is favored during this time through your social networking and associates and reaching for those goals or furthering the career agenda. And all of this should be flowing pretty, you know, swimmingly from that point onward. A really lovely time for you guys. When we look at the Mars alignment that really began back on October 17th, for Taurus, you know, you guys were starting out with really this new activity, this new momentum that was going to start to push you forward when it came to your love life, with your children, with your creative skills and talents and projects. and with recreational interests. And so you were kind of kicking into this new two-year growth cycle with that. And Mars is now, over this weekend on Saturday the 13th, really kicking open the door to connect you properly with the right partner or the right client or specialist or agent or attorney or expert or advocate, you know, whoever this one key person is, and helping you do something with them to broaden those horizons. So you do want to get in there one-on-one with somebody or decide who that one person might be and start to put things in motion to reach them over this weekend so that, you know, you are getting what you want that next level in creative efforts or with the lover or the kids or the fun. And when we look at Valentine's Day, again, very grounded energy for everybody. You know, the moon is in your sign, Taurus, so you're pretty golden on Valentine's Day, whether you spend it by yourself or with somebody you love. But it does make a fabulous alignment into that love life or into the creative and children's arena, and also kind of in the belief section of the sky where, you know, what you believe can come true kind of thing. Very profound, very deep. May favor travel or weddings or if you get in the creative side of things, media and marketing and that kind of thing. So enjoy. For Gemini, Mercury moving into Aquarius on Saturday, passing its shadow on Sunday, and then Venus moving into Aquarius on Tuesday the 16th. All of this, Gemini, is starting to really take that new moon momentum in your ninth house and kick it up into that next higher gear. And so you want to look at those higher-minded arenas, legal interests, travel and foreign multicultural interests, educational pursuits, anything with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings, religion, or politics. All those higher-minded, expansive arenas are wide open to you guys and are in forward momentum, and they really kick over that hump after we get past this weekend in the shadow. So having Mercury move in here on Saturday really starts to bring in the talks and the meetings and the ideas and the offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and decisions that are going to push that forward, and you have that there until March 5th. Venus joining in on the 16th on Tuesday is going to bring the women on board or bring the love into the mix and smooth things out or bring the income flow in or the beauty theme in or all of the above. And you're going to have that until March 12th. So this is looking really good, and you want to be proactive in these areas. When we look at, you know, what is Mars doing with Jupiter on Saturday, we go back to that October 17th beginning, seated beginning, and we look at, you know, the big thing that you really want to take care of to kind of feel like you have more prosperity or more happiness or more growth potential in your home or with a real estate matter or a move or renovation or what's going on with a parent or a roommate or the family. And so here we are at the first open door alignment over this weekend, and it's saying take action now to organize this or to take care of the paperwork or to hire someone to help you or to work with someone else on it or focus your job intentions here or a health need here and get proactive, because what you're doing has potential to really carry you forward for quite some time. And it is a lucky, active, proactive connection. So pour your passions into that. And speaking of passions, Valentine's Day on Sunday, very grounded, earthy energy. Gemini, there is quite a focus here in your home, so maybe you're going to spend it there and really heat it up if you're in a romance or, you know, at their home, whatever, somebody's home. Don't make me put you in a home. But, you know, something going on there. Or you may just be experiencing and sharing the love with family or roommates and doing something fun there. And there's a really strong intimate side, or you can, you know, kind of swing that over to the other side of the eighth house, which means it could also be a really strong financial opportunity in this time frame, or something going on positively with divorce needs at that time. So it doesn't sound too Valentine-y, but, you know, if that's where you're at, you can at least know that there's some smooth sailing on Valentine's Day. For Cancer, all this energy pouring into Aquarius, Mercury on Saturday, and then Mercury passing the shadow of its retrograde on Sunday and freeing you up, and then Venus joining in on Tuesday, all of this is in the deepest part of the sky for Cancer. So you've had this new moon momentum trying to boost you forward when it comes to all those big financial topics. You know, what do you need to do next with the loan, the investments, the settlements, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, commissions, partners' money, you know, whatever, whatever that financial theme is. This is the time of year for Cancer where you have new moon energy behind you pushing you. But the shadow of the retrograde has been kind of keeping a focus either on the past or slowing that down, and that finally lets go over this weekend. So by Sunday, you can be in forward momentum there for real and going into that next chapter. And Mercury entering that picture on Saturday starts the talks that need to happen or bring about the meetings, or you start to, you know, between then and March 5th, you're going to have this chance to get in and have that meeting or sign the agreement or make the sale or write things up or come to a decision or maybe hear about an offer or agreement you've been waiting on in those financial arenas. And besides the financial side of this, the eighth house for Cancer, I mean, this is definitely about your sex life, your reproductive life, or divorce issues, or third-party scenarios, or mortality issues. It can be births or deaths, and, you know, making some choices about what you need to do about all these things. So, you know, same thing goes. You start to see forward momentum about the talks and meetings and decisions and offers and agreements that need to start to take place with Mercury moving forward and then Venus coming into this picture of finances and sex and divorce and triangles and all this on Tuesday the 16th. Starts to bring a woman into the center of it, or helps you experience the love and smooth out rough edges, or helps you focus in on your income needs in the overall scenario, and, you know, pushes it along. So we got a lot of energy here. And when we look at the Mars-Jupiter alignment, Cancer, you go back to October 17th last year, you know, this was really starting to say that there's some luck and protection for you guys in talks and agreements and meetings and sales and writing and your local community activities or short trips and what you're doing about brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, and big choices. You know, it's a lot, right? And so we're at this first opportunity here with Mars opening the door saying, okay, now this links in to a creative endeavor. So it is time to get in there and have that talk or make that sale with a creative project or skill or talent. It also links in favorably with your love life or lover. So if you're in a relationship, it's a fabulous kind of active time locally or short trips or in talks and proposals and agreements with this lover. Or if you're single, you may meet someone while out and about over this weekend. If it also has to do with children, so it's a time to take action, you know, on behalf of the kids or about having kids and talk about that and make some choices. Or it can be about recreation. So quite a bit going on there for Cancer. All looks really positive. Be proactive in those areas. Communicate, make choices, get out there locally, and make it about those themes. And then when we look at Valentine's Day, very grounded energy, also in the same arena for Cancer, you know, local or short trips, a lot of communication going on here. So you do want to spread the love. I'm a Cancer, so I'm doing my part right now. I didn't think of that when I wrote this down, but hey, it's coming to me, you see? See how that works? You know, it aligns very favorably into the relationship zone, so really good for, you know, doing stuff with your romantic partner or with your clients or your representatives or your specialists or, you know, any one-on-one serious relationship also aligns very favorably with social outlets, so good time to spread the love with friends and groups and online and through astrology and charities and social networking. All right, for Leo, all this Aquarian energy being maxed up by Mercury and Venus in this week ahead is going to focus on key relationships for you guys. So you've had new moon energy here. It is time to go forward and take things to the next level with current relationships or enter into brand new relationships. And this means romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, and how you deal with opponents or competitors. And so you been going forward, but kind of slowed down because the shadow wasn't over. You might have still been caught up in thinking about the past or having to slow down to take care of something. But the shadow ends on Sunday, and Mercury enters on Saturday. So it is time now to move into the future, and you should start to meet new people or have those talks with current people and get those offers and proposals and agreements and sales and writing and short trips and decisions in gear between Saturday, the 13th of February, and March 5th. Venus joins this party on Tuesday, the 16th of February. So now the love is starting to flow and be available in these relationships. Or you can focus on beauty with your clients or your partners. Or you can focus on women. Or you can focus on income opportunities with your partners and agents and attorneys and clients. So, you know, it's all looking pretty darn good for your relationship zone, Leo. When we look at Mars and Jupiter on Saturday, you know, you guys really started into this potential to increase your income or to do something really big with your possessions or your purchases back on October 17th when Mars was gearing up here with you. And now Mars is at the open door alignment, which is saying on Saturday the 13th, and so it will color the whole weekend. Open this door now and do something in the home or about the home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, a parent, or a roommate, and see how much further you can take that. And so that's in good forward momentum. And Valentine's Day, earthy, grounded, solid, harmonious flow with the planetary energy focuses greatly on giving of gifts or that what you do with your possessions or purchases or income. A lot of goal-oriented energy in flow with this as well. And looks really nice for just kind of giving to others and being of service to others. So, you know, take that as you will. And for Virgo, Mercury moving into Aquarius on Saturday the 13th, passing its shadow on the 14th and really starting to pick up speed, and then Venus entering the picture on Tuesday the 16th. All of this is meant to help you gather steam when it comes to your job, when it comes to your health, when it comes to pets or animals that you're dealing with, when it comes to paperwork you're trying to move forward, any organizing or cleanups that you're putting into forward momentum, anything you're doing with coworkers or with people you hire in any area of life. And so in all of those areas, you know, you really start to get momentum after this weekend. Starting on Saturday, you really start to, you know, be able to get into the talks and interviews or auditions or further those sales or agreements, or even bring in something involving the neighbors or the siblings or the vehicles or electronics and the writing and the decision-making moving forward. You have until March 5th to further those work and health and paperwork and coworker, et cetera, themes. And then with Venus joining in on the 16th, a woman or women in general may start to really play a part in those areas in a beneficial way. Or you might see now you can really start to see the income flowing here, or there might be something going on with love in the mix, or beauty, you know, tied in with the work or the health situation. So all good, right? It's definitely opening up and in flow, and we're out of the kind of sticky time frame. With the Mars-Jupiter alignment on Saturday, which will color the weekend for everybody, this is definitely about opening a door to your own personal growth that was promised. It's been really in an ongoing situation since the end of summer, beginning of fall last year. But on October 17th, we had Mars get together here and start to say, start to do some things here for your body, for your image, for your brand, your title, your name, or something that you want for yourself, like a personal need or desire or goal. Really start to look at ways to open up your world and to protect yourself or expand your horizons or bring more happiness or prosperity into your life. So here we are at the very first open door alignment on Saturday the 13th. And it's saying be proactive and do something locally or do something involving a short trip or do something, put something in writing or make a sale or sign an agreement or further something with the brother, the sister, the neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, get into the talk or the meeting or propose. Make a decision, be passionate about it and proactive about it. And, you know, it's part of this opening up of what's possible for the Virgos. You guys are in such a big growth-oriented year with Jupiter in your sign. And then, you know, Valentine's Day looks very grounded, very earthy, has a lot of strong energy there for Virgo when it comes to love and children and creativity and fun and your own personal involvement and happiness in the mix. And it may tie into a trip or a wedding or something in media or education or legal matters in a favorable way. So enjoy that. For Libra, Aquarian energy for you guys, massing up. You've been in this new moon momentum with it, but it's been a little bit slowed down or facing the past because of the shadow of the retrograde still letting go. So on Saturday, Mercury enters into this arena. Sunday, the shadow ends, and Tuesday, Venus enters in. So you're going to have two energies kicking in and the shadow going away. And it is about pushing you guys forward into that next chapter or something brand new when it comes to creative projects or talents or skills, anything creative that you want to get involved in or that you want to take further, anything involving children that you're involved in. It could be on a personal level or in your business, anything involving your love life or your lover. So great time to put your life in motion towards meeting a new love interest if you're single or doing something great with someone you're in love with now. And anything involving recreational pursuits, you know, so if there's something you've been thinking you want to get involved in or you want to take to the next level recreationally, great time to do it. And so Mercury is going to help open up the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the proposals, the writing, the interviews, and the decision-making around this starting on Saturday the 13th. You'll have this really geared up momentum with that until March 5th. And then Sunday, as the shadow lets go, you know, you're really going to start to feel like, you know, a veil is lifting and you can move forward. And by Tuesday, when Venus arrives, it starts to introduce women into the picture, or love amplifies even further. Or now there's income potential, you know, with those creative projects or the recreational pursuits or what you're doing with the kids or the lover. And beauty enters the scene as well. And this all stays until March 12th. So really attractive, smoother sailing, more enjoyable time frame with a lot of information and opportunities all tied in. And so be proactive in those areas. And the Mars-Jupiter alignment on Saturday the 13th, which will color the weekend, you know, starting back on October 17th last year, you really did have this potential to start to broaden your horizons or grow something from the 12th house. And so this would have been something in film or music or painting or dance or poetry or sculpture, something muse-related. Or it would have been something involving healing, addictions, or hospitals. Or it would have been something in research and development or something in the romantic side of your life, like a romantic getaway or tryst or clandestine romance. Or something in your spiritual life with meditation, yoga, or your magical or psychic interests. So 12th house has a lot going on there. And so you're in a big, you know, expansive curve with that. And this weekend is the first open door that says, okay, now you can do something that will make you money in one of these areas, or that will be about, you know, being active about what's going on with the possessions or about making a purchase. or maybe a couple of those things, but it is time to take action and move forward with that, and the door is open. And then Valentine's Day is definitely a grounded, groovy energy for Libra. It is either going to be very sexy and intimate, or very financial or divorce oriented. Or you might just want to retreat and hide out, I guess. And it does tie into the home base and to, kind of the hiding out thing. So whether you're hiding out with somebody or to get in there and deal with one of those topics, or to, you know, be by yourself, it's, I guess, depends on where you are in your life. But it does look like it's going to go well. For Scorpio, all this energy moving into Aquarius, you know, you have new moon momentum now. So it is about, you know, kind of establishing the direction of what's going to be happening in your home, or with a move or renovation or a real estate deal, or with family, parents, or roommates. And, you know, it is a really important time of year to put that into forward momentum, or take that into that next chapter. But you've been held back a little bit because of the shadow. So over this weekend, the shadow is going to end and Mercury is going to move in here. So on Saturday, Mercury starts to bring more talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and decisions and short trips and, you know, even interactions with siblings or neighbors, or what you're doing electronically or with transportation tied to these home and family themes. And so you're going to have that momentum until March 5th. And so it is a really important time to communicate and make choices about what you want to do here. And it is also going to move them past that shadow on Sunday, the 14th. So the veil kind of lifts and you can really see that there is future momentum here. And by Tuesday, the 16th, Venus enters. So women start to hold more of a positive force here in the home or with the family or real estate deals, et cetera. Or there's ways to make money now starting to show up, or there's love that you're expressing or sharing in the home or with family, or there is you know, something about beauty and art going on here. And you have that there till March 12th, very favorable time frame. So you want to work all of that to the best of your ability. The Mars-Jupiter alignment on Saturday the 13th colors the weekend. So starting back in the fall last year, you really started to get this momentum that was going to bring you some kind of growth and prosperity or happiness through friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and social networking and gatherings, all tied in with your personal aspirations or an invention or original idea. And, you know, on October 17th, you began to really kick it into gear with Mars and take it into this new two-year chapter. And so here we are this weekend at the first wide open door with Mars saying, okay, now, and Mars, by the way, is in your sign. So this is about you stepping up and moving yourself forward about something going on here. Take that to the next level over this weekend. Put yourself in the middle of it. Do something. Be physically or personally involved. Involve your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, or your personal desires in this, and go for it. And then Valentine's Day is definitely very grounded, very earthy for everybody, for Scorpio. It has a strong social aspect to it, so sharing the love with friends or online or with groups or at gatherings. Also has a strong connection into the relationship zone, so this can connect you with a romantic partner or with clients or with specialists or representatives. And a lot of communication here, so great for proposals and great for just talks and chats and expressing the love, and looks very nice. For Sagittarius, Mercury is moving into your communication zone on Saturday, exiting the shadow of his retrograde on Sunday, and then Venus is moving into that communication zone on Tuesday the 16th. So this is where new moon momentum has been and where it's really going to start to now gather up steam and show you what the potential is from this weekend through Tuesday, and then that's your kickstart. And both of those things are going to last until March 5th and March 12th, so you have several weeks here to really get things going. So when I say the communication field, I mean, starting Saturday, this is going to really amp up the talks, the meetings, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the proposals, the short trips, local activities, decisions. And this arena also is connected to your brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, and electronics, so you may see a kick up in what's going on with that as well. and getting out from under the veil on Sunday as the shadow is passed and really seeing what is possible moving forward. And then Venus showing up on Tuesday and starting to take that forward by bringing income opportunities into all these communications and ideas and decision-making and offers and meetings and talks, and bringing love into it. So you may meet somebody out locally or on a short trip, or you may really propose or have a really important talk with a loved one. And it's also going to focus on women and beauty during this time and smooth things out and bring things into the flow. And so this is a really nice time frame for everybody, for you guys, really important time to hear things and to talk about things and make choices, make sales, write, interview, decide. And when we look at what is going on with the Mars-Jupiter alignment on Saturday the 13th, which will color the weekend, I do think, you know, Sag, back in the fall, you started on this cycle of potential for growth with your career or with a big personal life goal, like, you know, retiring, buying a house, getting married, having a family, any big life goal, or anything big that you wanted to expand upon involving authority figures in your life, like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor. And so you're still in that process. You're in that process until September this year. But we are at the first, you know, back on October 17th, Mars got together with this to really start to put things in momentum, forward momentum. And now here we are on this weekend where it's saying, okay, now take action behind the scenes. Do something that you're passionate about, whether that's a romantic getaway or an artistic project in any of the arts, or it has to do with healing in hospitals and addictions, or it has to do with spiritual practices or magic and psychic abilities, or research and development. That door is open now. So goals are in sight, or career momentum is in sight, or dealing with that a higher up person, that boss or parent or judge or whoever it is in sight by the actions taken now. So you'd want to work that. And Valentine's Day, very earthy, very grounded, kind of focuses on something big again with that goal or authority type person or career momentum. A lot of good, solid energy around the gift giving or the income or the purchases that you're making and any work efforts or health efforts that you're involved in, and things solidly, you know, flowing for you. For Capricorn, energy pouring into Aquarius is all about potential for you guys to make money, to put things in motion that are in alignment with your values, to evolve those values to the next level, to make purchases, and to do things with your possessions or your gift giving. And so you've had new momentum here, but you've been in the shadow of the retrograde. This weekend that ends, and this momentum really starts to gather steam. So as Mercury shows up on the 13th on Saturday, you can start to feel that now you can get into those talks and meetings and sign those agreements and make the sales and write things up and hear the news or offers you've been waiting on or make the decisions. And that will play out through March 5th. And then the veil is kind of lifted to the past thing or the slowed down thing on Sunday, and you start to really see the potential moving forward. And then by Tuesday, with Venus showing up here, she amplifies potential for earning money over the weeks ahead, all the way through March 12th. She also may bring women or a woman on board who's going to help in that, in making money or in settling your values along a certain line or making purchases or dealing with possessions. There may be some beauty themes playing out here, and there may also be some love in the mix and what's going on with that. So all of this looks really good, and you want to work these areas. With Mars and Jupiter, if you look back to October 17th, you know, Mars was showing up really saying, all right, something big can happen with travel or with a person at a distance, with weddings, with legal matters, with educational pursuits, with media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity, with religious or political themes. It's all in the higher-minded arena. And it was one of the bigger growth spurts you've had in many, many years. And so you're still in that. However, you are at the very first open door alignment over this weekend, and Saturday is when it's peaking. And so this is saying time to take action linked to that, that is about your personal aspirations or involves a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, a charity, a gathering, or something, you know, about an original idea that you may have. So the door is open, you know, time to be passionate about it and move forward with it. And as far as Valentine's Day goes, very grounded, very earthy for everybody. For Capricorn, you know, plays into some profound alignments for you on a personal or physical level, links to a lover or links to the love that you want to express with children or in a creative endeavor or recreationally, and again, links into that lucky growth energy with travel or someone at a distance or legal, educational, media, wedding, religious, or political themes. So all good in those areas. For Aquarius, wow, you know, you guys have been the focus of everything with this new moon, and now we have all this energy pouring into your sign and the shadow lifting off of you in this week ahead. So it's going to feel like you get a real supercharge behind what you've been doing. So, you know, hopefully you've been starting to move yourself forward towards what it is you want. It can be about towards your own personal desires or goals, or it could be about something you want for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. And so now over this weekend, Mercury shows up here on Saturday, and all the way until March 5th, it's going to help you get into the talks or the meetings or sales or agreements or short trips or proposals or offers or decisions that you need to make to further these goals that you have or to put yourself out there on into that next level. On Sunday, the shadow ends, so you really start to come out of anything that's been slowing you down or holding you back. And then by Tuesday, Venus shows up here, and this is definitely going to kind of favor you with that, you know, a little bit of extra sparkle and charm and attractiveness, and it brings the love around you, or it brings the income potential around you, or it brings women who can benefit you, or beauty around you. Fantastic time for the Aquarians to think about new wardrobe, new haircuts, new photos, new image, anything that would be beautifying yourself. And so, you know, this is going to be in gear for you until March 12th. You have almost a month of this, and all looks very lovely for the Aquarians to further what it is they're trying to further. When we look at Mars and Jupiter for you guys, you know, if you think back to what Jupiter's been trying to open up for you since the fall of last year, really, it's been about some kind of big financial opportunity, whether that's about paying off debt or getting a loan or getting an inheritance or settling taxes or insurance policies or, you know, getting bigger commissions or, you know, deal having a partner's money involved in something or alimony or child support, whatever the financial theme is, you know, there's been a strong energy here trying to take you to that next level. There's also been the personal side of that energy field, which has also been in a growth-oriented arena, which is about your sex life, your reproductive needs, divorce, or third-party situations. So in all of this, October 17th was kind of key when Mars was triggering in with that, saying, let's go, let's really kick this into the next level. And now, over this weekend, on Saturday the 13th, key, Mars is opening the door now, saying, okay, now we can reach a goal here, or set a goal and start to go for it, or we can involve an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, any higher-up person, or we can involve career matters, reputation, fame, and go for it. And so you want to be proactive about whatever that is that would help you take that financial, intimate, divorce, or third-party situation further. And on Valentine's Day, we have that grounded energy that for everyone. And for Aquarius, you know, there's a lot of good energy in the home or with family. There's also that very strong intimate energy, or you can lean that towards the financial or divorce energy and under a positive alignment. And a lot going on behind closed doors. So whether you're being romantic or you're researching or being artistic or healing or being spiritual, all of this looks like it should go very well for you. For Pisces, Mercury moving into Aquarius on Saturday, exiting its shadow on Sunday, and Venus entering Aquarius on Tuesday, all amplifying the area of the new moon that's already in motion, is really supercharging the 12th house for Pisces. So, you know, when we're thinking about this, we're thinking about everything Muse-related, anything you're involved in that you want to take to that next level with art, with music, film, painting, dance, poetry, sculpture, anything that you want to take in your spiritual alignment into that next level with your meditation, your yoga, your nature walks, your healing, your magical interests and psychic interests and your interests in dreams, anything you're doing at hospitals or other institutions, anything involving a romantic getaway or a clandestine romance and where you'd like to take that next, and anything in research and development. And so you have this boost from the cosmos saying it's time to take this stuff forward, but it's been a little bit slowed down because of the shadow of the retrograde. So with Mercury showing up on Saturday, now you can get into the talks and the meetings over these weeks ahead up till March 5th. And now you can hear the offers or sign agreements or make sales or write things up or interview, or you can make decisions and maybe involve siblings or neighbors or electronics or vehicles and what's going on, or short trips or local activities and what's going on. And getting past the shadow on Sunday means you're going to really start to see the potential of what is possible moving forward in those areas. And then Venus's arrival on the 16th means a woman or women may start to play a more pivotal role in a positive way. Or there may be potential now to make money in one of those, you know, artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, research arenas. Or maybe there's love flowing in to, you know, the healing situation or the spiritual life or the romantic life. Or there's beauty themes around your Muse-related area, you know. And all of this should go really well, and you're going to have that there until March 12th. So you do want to start to really say, okay, it's time to move forward on these things, and who can I meet, what can I talk about, what can I decide, and how can I make money or express the love and move this forward. When we look at the Mars-Jupiter alignment for Pisces, you know, Jupiter is doing everything in its power to bring the right relationships into alignment for you. So whether that means moving past issues you have with relationships, or moving past a bad relationship, or introducing you to the right relationship, or getting your head around the idea of relationship, you know, depends on who you are and where you are in your life at present. You know, maybe you're in a great relationship and it's only going to get better, you know. But it's been in working for you on some level with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, and how you deal with opponents and competitors since the fall of last year. And on October 17th, Mars got together there with Jupiter and really said, all right, time to start to do something. What are you passionate about here with these key people? What are you angry about? What are you motivated about? What do you need to put in motion? And so here we are at the first open door aspect over this weekend. On Saturday the 13th, it's really peaking, and it's saying, okay, now you can do something here geared in with at least one of these people, involving travel, people at a distance, legal matters, educational pursuits, weddings, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, religion, or politics. So it's time to dive in. I mean, obviously, you could propose a wedding to a romantic partner, or you could decide to take a trip with them, or you could decide to start a media campaign or marketing campaign with a client or a business partner, or go after the legal agreements with this person. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity here. The door is open, so there you have it. And then on Valentine's Day, this is very grounded, earthy energy for everybody. And for Pisces, it's very solid when it comes to the talks and meetings and offers and proposals and agreements and decisions and anything you might want to do locally or on a short trip. And it also hones in very strongly with one of these key relationships with your clients or your romantic partner or your business partner or your specialist or agent or attorney. And it also keys in very favorably with friends and groups and gatherings and parties and events and what you do online or with charities. So very nice and looks very enjoyable. And that's it, guys. That's our week ahead and the big, momentous, positive energy that seems to be awaiting all of us. And so I hope that you have a lovely, lovely Valentine's Day and a lovely week ahead. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. That's Zoe Moon. And I will be back next week at the same time. Have a great one.